See, nobody gets saved. The only person who got saved without a man giving them the gospel was the people that Jesus Christ wanted the Lord personally while he was on this earth, because he was a man. He was God in the flesh. He was God as a human being. But I'm going to tell you something. People get saved because they hear it from your mouth or from my mouth or from somebody's mouth. That's how they're going to be saved. There's not some kind of a virgin birth that's going to take place where somebody just gets saved. Just God just gets them saved, right? Is God going to come and knock on these doors and win them to Christ? Do you really think that God is going to knock on any door in Phoenix this week and get somebody saved? No. But He'll use us to do it. And Jesus said this. He said, without me, you can do nothing. You remember that in John 15? But you know what? Without us, He can do nothing when it comes to getting people saved. And no, that's not blasphemy. That's the truth. That's what the Bible teaches. We need Him in order to get people saved. You can't get people saved without God's Word, without the Holy Spirit. Hey, God's Word is the seed that's gonna generate them into new life. There must be the seed. But there also has to be the human instrument. How shall they hear without a preacher? So it takes both. God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 14. Now you say, Pastor Anderson, why is this a little bit different than what I've been taught? Because you've been taught by some lazy jerk who doesn't go out and win souls to Christ. That's why. Did you hear me? Somebody who teaches you that God's going to do it all. He's sitting in his office somewhere. He's got his head in some commentary somewhere. He's sitting around letting the whole world go to hell. And then he gets up on Sunday morning and says, oh yeah, God does all the work. Give God all the credit. And say, don't say you win souls. Don't say you win people to Christ. Don't say you got anybody saved. It's all God. It's all God. Yeah, let's sit around and do nothing because it's all God. Wrong. God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God gave to every man ministers by whom they might believe. And if you're going to disobey God's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, if you're going to disobey God's command to speak boldly the word of God, people will go to hell because you didn't give them the gospel. That's spoken from somebody who goes out soul winning, that went out soul winning last week, that's going to be out soul winning this week, that's given the gospel throughout the week. Hey, that's coming from somebody who's doing the work, not somebody who's too lazy to do the work. So they come up with a doctrine that's a lie to justify laziness. Amen. Right. And worldliness. See, they don't want to sanctify themselves because they don't want to get people saved because they don't love anybody. You say, how do you know they don't love anybody? Well, look down at your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. For because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Now Jesus died for everybody, right? I mean, you see it right there in front of you. Jesus died for everybody. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. He's saying, don't live for yourself. Jesus died for everybody in this world and you're living for yourself. No. You need to sanctify yourself for their sake. You need to preach the Word of God for their sake. He said, wherefore, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. Look at verse 16. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He gave it to us. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Read these words very carefully. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation, right? This is the soul-winning agent right here, the Bible. You can't win somebody Christ without this book, by the way. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He'd committed us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. What's that saying? Instead of God showing up at your door, right? Instead of Jesus Christ showing up at your door, Stephen Anderson's going to show up at your door. It says, it's as if God was beseeching you by us. Why? Because we're speaking God's words.